Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In a recent obituary in the Wall Street Journal, I read with some interest about Walter Zabel, who was the founder and CEO of Cubic Corporation, which developed early missile tracking technology and created the smart card used by subways around the world. Mr. Zabel, who died in late June 2012, was 97 years of age, and he was the oldest active CEO of a public company. Mr. Zabel did not come from a wealthy family, but his ingenuity got him started in the right areas. In grade school, he built his first crystal radio set. He credited Boston with having modern schools that taught electronics, even though the field was in its infancy. He later studied physics on an athletic scholarship to the College of William and Mary, where he served and lettered in track, baseball, football, and basketball. He went on to play professional football with the Dixie League Richmond Arrows. Under his leadership, Cubic grew from a San Diego storefront with a single product in 1951 to a defense and transportation systems contractor with annual sales of $1.2 billion in 35 countries and a workforce of 7,800 people. His most honorary achievements were new product areas including electronic scoreboards, ham radios, and corrugated cardboard pizza boxes. Mr. Zabel worked on radar and fire control for battleships during World War II. He later developed microwave and antenna technology for several companies, including Sperry Gyroscope. In 1951, he founded Cubic Corporation to produce a precise microwave detector. This technology proved useful for missile testing and guidance, as well as in the space program, land surveying, and other situations where geographic precision was needed. His company also developed mapping technology that involved retrieving film dropped from low-orbit satellites. In the 1980s, things took a downturn for Cubic, but even though he was in his 70s, Mr. Zabel refocused the company on air and ground combat training and transportation systems, including smart cards and automated toll road collection. He continued to go to work every day and stayed sharp, even though his knees and hearing began to deteriorate in recent years. As quoted, he said, "I like to go to the office and stir them up." I leave you with a point to ponder. Can you think of any other country besides this great country of ours where a person with ingenuity can build an empire that benefits all of mankind, contrary to what our president says about private enterprise? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.